Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We almost had a functioning power station, a new one called Medupi, and then we didn't. Roger Lally is an energy analyst. He joins us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show, and good morning to all your listeners.
So first of all, what on earth went on there? Now we had it, now we don't. I don't know. It was, after all of that time that it took to put this thing together, then something goes horribly wrong.
Firstly, Medupi consists of six generating units, which are independent of one another, but they all connected together at the end to give us a large amount of electricity. Only one of those units has exploded, and only one of the six are out of action. The other five are running. Although the whole power station generates 4,800 megawatts on paper, mm-hmm. it doesn't actually generate quite that much. We'll talk about that later if you like. The single unit that failed was an 800 megawatt unit. Uh-huh. So we've lost one fifth or 20% of right. the generation from that particular right. power station.
And do we know what went wrong there?
Oh, yes. Yes. What went wrong there was a deviation from procedure. If I can tell the story, mm-hmm. it goes like this. Technicians were working on the power station unit, this particular unit number four, to do some work on it. We're not sure exactly what engineering work was required, but they were working on it. Now, one must understand that these great big generators get very hot when they operate, and so they have to have some kind of cooling system. And what is used in this particular design is hydrogen. So we pump hydrogen into a sealed generator. It's pressurized in there, and it helps to keep the generator cool while it's working. Hydrogen is an excellent gas for that purpose. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best choice that Eskom could have made. However, when you want to work on it, you need to climb inside the sealed unit, and of course, if it's full of hydrogen, then that's not a good idea. So what they do is they pump carbon dioxide into the sealed unit to displace the hydrogen. Once that's complete, they then pump natural air, just ordinary, into the unit to displace the carbon dioxide. Otherwise, technicians wouldn't be able to breathe while they're working in there. The procedure is clearly defined, and detailed steps are shown, and people are educated and trained as to how this should be done. But it appears that what happened on that Sunday night, that someone was in a hurry. It appears that perhaps because it was 10 to 11 at night on a Sunday, the day before a public holiday, I think these factors work together against them, because I suspect that somebody in that team said, you know, come on, let's just get on with this now.
Right.
And so what they did was, in purging the hydrogen, in other words, in pumping the hydrogen out by pumping carbon dioxide in, mm-hmm. they didn't finish the process, and they introduced air too early. And so oxygen in the air and hydrogen together mix up, create an explosive environment. And somehow, we don't know how, but somehow it ignited. Bang is the result.
Crazy.
Now, the problem is that the generator is completely destroyed. Experts have said that it cannot be repaired. It has to basically be replaced.
Surely there's safety measures. It can't just rely on people following procedure. Surely. Surely there's got to be a design feature where it's difficult to, I mean, because this just makes it seem so easy to destroy this.
You're right, but the reality is the safety procedure is in the training of the procedures. There's a way to do things in all facets of life where if you do it wrongly, you know, you're going to create a problem. You can design a gas bottle as well as you like, but if you stove with the electric stove switched on, it's going to explode.
Right. I hear you. It's just absolutely amazing. So now what? Now we're down about a fifth of the power that needed to be generated from Medupi. Where to from here? How do they get this back on track?
Well, now there exactly is the problem, because the only recourse that Eskom has is to use its diesel-fired open cycle gas turbines, which are designed to operate during peak periods. So they're supposed to run for 2 or 3 hours every day. And we've known from previous experience that Eskom overdrives these. In other words, they run them for far longer, sometimes up to 24 hours at a stretch. And they stop them simply to refuel them. And that's just a recipe for disaster too, because it's only a matter of time until those start giving us reliability problems, and then NESM have nowhere to turn. So the way forward is in the latest amendment to the Electricity Act, Act number 4 of 2006. The amendment now allows private individuals, you and me, if we have the money, to build our own power station, which does not need to be licensed, up to 100 megawatts. Well, that's 1/8 of the Medupi generator that exploded. So in theory and principle, if we were able to find 8 wealthy people to build 100 megawatt power stations each, we could replace Eskom's exploded power station in terms of its output. But of course, that in itself is going to take time to get the funding and to build the equipment and to get it, you know, connected to the grid and so on and so forth. So really, I think the way forward is the private sector. That to me is the future, and that has been the future. I think the government is aware of that ever since it introduced the Independent Power Producers Renewable Energy Program, where the whole idea of getting the private sector involved to generate electricity from alternative sources other than coal to provide us with electricity that is both clean in generation terms and also is reliable, is actually available to us. Because at the moment we find with Eskom, it's here today and gone tomorrow. And that's simply because I think the situation with Eskom's power stations and its infrastructure is beyond anybody's easy control. The organization has borrowed money to build equipment. It is now facing enormous debt. You know, even the repayment on the interest of the debt is beyond Eskom's income. So it's, well, not quite beyond it. That's an exaggeration. It's right, not beyond right, it, but it's a very large
significant
chunk.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Mark, says, please can you ask your guest, what is the cost of this little mishap? And are there disciplinary procedures?
Yes. Okay. Two answers to that. The first is the power utility has estimated somewhere between 1.5 and 2 billion rand for replacement because it can't be repaired. And in terms of disciplinary procedures, we've been told by Eskom that those on duty that night have all been suspended, were suspended immediately. So an official investigation is going on, and obviously disciplinary procedures will follow.
Could this kind of thing have been deliberate?
It could have been deliberate in theory, but according to Eskom, they don't believe it to be. And I think that's based on the characters of the people, you know, the actual individuals who were working on it at the time.
Really, really frightening. In essence, what you're saying is that the answer to Medupi is the private sector. And the answer to electricity in South Africa is the private sector.
Indeed.
And that perhaps this event that happened at Medupi is probably not an unhealthy reminder that we can't rely on Eskom for our electricity needs and provision.
Yeah, the other thing I think that's important to remember is that this particular explosion, this particular accident, if we dare call it that, is going to be expensive, not just for Eskom. Because Eskom has what is known as a regulatory clearing account with NERSA. What that does is it allows Eskom to readjust its tariffs based on actual cost.
Ah, goodness.
So every time Eskom goes to NERSA wanting a tariff increase, those tariff increases are based on a projection. So you work a budget and you say, well, it's going to cost me approximately so much. Then they go back afterwards and they say, well, we expected it to cost this, but actually it cost that, which is higher than what we anticipated. Now, this 2 billion rand is going to fall into the regulatory clearing account because it is a legitimate expense.
Absolutely. Very, very concerning and very worrying indeed. But at least we do know that at least we now have the ability to start producing private electricity.